All right, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680, one of the top stars, a young man in the National League, and he's from Palo Alto. He's back here in the Bay Area, and that's Jock Peterson. Jock, nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about growing up. I know the fans want to hear your voice a little bit, and Palo Alto High, Little League, Pony League, and all that. Tell us about your upbringing.
That's right. I grew up in Palo Alto, and I played Little League, Babe Ruth, all that stuff. So born and raised in the Bay.
A baseball fan as a kid, or did you play other sports too?
I played other sports, football and basketball as well.
All right. And, it's funny. I had Giancarlo Stanton on last week and talked about his football career. Tell me about your football career. What position did you play?
I played wide receiver at Palo Alto High School, and, we were pretty good. Christoph Bono, Devontae Adams, who's with the Packers, he was with us. We had a nice little team. So.
All right, learning to be a baseball player, and your dad, of course, Stu, was an accomplished hitter, got to be in the big leagues with the Dodgers. Tell me about your growing up and learning how to be a hitter, because you're all out and you're giving the fans a lot of thrills watching you play.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a lot of learning to do, but I was fortunate enough to have a father that has been through some of the stuff that I went through, and he kind of gave me some heads up and just understanding about how baseball is. You know, it's a frustrating game. There's ups, there's downs. It's a game of failure, and you just got to learn to kind of accept that and keep grinding it out and, never get too high, never get too low.
Now, I'm told you were a lucky kid who had the batting cage at home. Is that true?
That is true, right in the backyard. So I was never getting shorted on swings.
All right, what's the key to your swing when it's going well? What has to happen for you?
I think it's a big confidence thing with everyone. You know, when you're feeling good and you're getting good pitches, you know, if you swing at bad pitches, you're not going to be very good or consistent. So, I mean, it's about swinging at good pitches and believing in yourself.
A lot of people today, you know, I do a lot of the stats as I work up, and, you know, I do the post-game and pregame on KNBR on pitchers. And I say, boy, if they get you 0-1 and 0-2, good things happen for the pitchers. And I'm starting to see batters hitting earlier in the count. Do you believe in that?
I believe in you got to be ready. Once you step in the box, you got to be ready to hit, whether it's the first pitch or the third pitch or the 10th pitch, you know. Yeah. You never know when you're going to get a good pitch to hit, but the pitchers up here are they're extremely good, and you know they don't make many mistakes. So when they do, you got to try to take advantage of it.
All right, you've gone all through the Dodger system, all back to the Arizona Rookie League and all that. And for you, a high school kid getting into professional baseball, what was the first week like being away from home and saying, "Hey, I'm a professional baseball player"?
It was different, you know. I mean, I was in the Arizona League. It's professional baseball, but, I mean, you don't get any fans. You don't really travel. You don't go on road trips. It's more of a grinder league and kind of get your feet wet. But, that kind of comes with the territory is that we're gone a lot. We travel a lot, and it's just something you kind of gotta accept.
You know, it's funny, in doing the shows, I like to ask a player, when he first gets up to the big leagues, what's the best part of being a big leaguer? The best part of being a big leaguer? I get all sorts of answers on that one.
It's a dream come true. It's something you've worked towards your whole life. I grew up coming to games, at Candlestick. And, then over here, and, you know, you travel around, you see some other big league parks when you're little, and to get to go play there and realize that, I mean, this is what you're doing as an everyday life. It's pretty cool. But compared to the minor leagues, it's not even a comparison. The travel, the food, everything's an upgrade. So this is definitely I've only been up 2 months, but that 2 months was worth 5 years or 4 years in the minor leagues. So, if you're in the minor leagues, and never give up on your dream, because, this is the dream up here.
Boy, nice answer. Jock Peterson with us. Looking at sort of you as a kid, I like to think of you as a kid and let the fans know that you grew up in Palo Alto and you're part of the fabric of that wonderful community. But you were a baseball fan. Who'd you root for?
I'm I mean, I'm from the Bay Area, and, I mean, Barry Bonds was, he's a legend. So, I mean, you couldn't not root for him when he was doing those special things here. And, I mean, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes you get a Dodgers says, well, I root for the Giants. Oh, my God. Then we get Giants who said they grew up rooting for the Dodgers or being in L.A. And it's different. But as you say, you're a professional baseball player, and you're here to be in business, and that's it. All right. Any words? You have family coming out to the game. What's it like playing in front of, look, you're a Bay Area kid. What's it like playing here in front of family?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. I mean, I'm fortunate enough that L.A. isn't too far away, so my family got to come down to opening day, but or they can just make a trip whenever. But I'm here, and I get to see some friends, get to see the family, and I mean, I don't know. It's interesting because I'd always, every time when I was, in high school or growing up, mom would be like, "All right, well, you're going to the Giants. All right, make sure to pack a sweatshirt." Because I mean, right now we're sitting outside. It's nice, but once that sun goes down, it turns to a different animal out here. And so it's interesting, kind of like play and like, I don't know. You don't want to wear too much stuff because then, it's not that cold, but I don't know.
Yeah, believe me, people struggle with this. The ballpark's been open since 2000. No one's figured it out yet how to really deal with the weather out here. It's different than Candlestick, obviously. What about playing the outfield here in center field? It's a big park.
Yeah, I didn't get much action last series, but that wind, it twirls up there, and you never really know where to go. So you got to be extra careful in your reads and just do the best you can, get your preparation done in batting practice.
All right, 23 years old. Do you ever pinch yourself?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, it's a good question. Why pinch yourself? No, you don't pinch yourself just for the heck of it, but just to say, hey, I'm in the big leagues. I'm a Dodger playing in the major leagues.
I mean, yeah, sometimes you sit back and look at it, but not too much, because you got to understand that, I belong up here and that there's someone coming to take my job. They're working every day in the minors where I was last year coming to take my job. So you can't really get content. You got to continue to improve and do what you can to help the team win a ball game.
How'd you do as a kid? Were you a big hitter? Were you the guy as a kid in high school and your other leagues?
Not really. I mean, I didn't hit my first home run until I was a junior in high school. So I've definitely grown a lot as a player over the last 4 or 5 years since signing, and it's crazy to me to see, and it's funny, Kike Hernandez he showed us a picture of when he was in high school, and he was like 5'7", 150 pounds, and now he's, pretty well put together, and he's got some of the most pop on the team, and it's just crazy how, there's guys I played with that were way better than me when I was younger, but I don't know if they're still playing the game. So,
well, you are, and that's the key thing as you grow up. So you get to go home for a home cooked meal.
I did. Yeah, I did. So I got a nice home cooked meal. My parents, they can put it down in the kitchen. So I was fortunate enough to be able to go experience that, and now I get to play in front of them, and just trying to make them proud.
Very exciting. Glad to have you on. As I said, Palo Alto High. You're a big star at Palo Alto High, and you've made everyone proud of you here, so it's nice to have you on the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, and gotta hopefully keep making them proud. So.
Yeah. Any messages for your friends? Come on, there must be a few friends listening to the show today.
I miss you guys and my family. I love you, Mom, Dad, Tiger, JC, Champ. All you guys, I love you, and thanks for the support, even though I'm wearing Dodger blue, it's the way it goes. You don't get to choose who you work for, but I love the Dodgers, and we're here to win some ball games.
Beautiful. Very nice, Jock. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you.
More coming up on KMR 680. That was Jock Peterson.